myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The L.A. County coroner says at least 24 people have died from wildfires that are tearing through the area. 12,000 structures, including many homes, are gone. As our Lilia Luciana reports, many have not been able to get into neighborhoods to see the devastation firsthand.
There's so many residents who want to go back into their homes and see what's left, and they can't. Most people I've talked to know what the situation in their home, whether it was lost or not, is, because either early on somebody went or neighbors took video or things like that. But it's very chaotic, and it's so concerning that the fire could get worse.
Forecasters say the winds will pick up again later this week. There are concerns the fires could lead to inequality and gentrification in historically black neighborhood's in Altadena. KNX's Karen Adams says that.
Altadena is where a lot of black families settled to escape the Jim Crow South, and it was also one of the rare places blacks could escape discriminatory housing practices and begin to build generational wealth.
Before there was Baldwin Hills, the celebrity black people, Arthur Duncan, tap dancer with Betty White, Cindy Poitier, Ivan Dixon, Terry Crews, Patrice Rushen, Billy Childs, lived in Altadena.
Aldra Allison and other black families have owned their homes in Altadena for generations.
There is a lot on the line for Jeff Bezos and Blue Origin's new rocket in a space launch scheduled in 1 hour.
It has to demonstrate reliability to attract NASA and Defense Department contracts, as well as those from private industry for large satellites for Earth orbit and beyond. New Glenn is 321 feet tall. It generates nearly 4 million pounds of thrust. This launch will carry an experimental payload called Blue Ring, which can carry as many as 13 satellites or experiment packages. New Glenn is named for legendary astronaut John Glenn. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Are North Korean troops in Ukraine killing themselves? A South Korean lawmaker tells reporters that the nation's intelligence service discovered memos on the bodies of dead North Korea troops that pressured them to take their own lives or self-detonate to avoid capture. Massachusetts is now one of three states, including New York and Maryland, that bans declawing cats. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Declawing involves taking out the first bone of a cat's toes. Animal humane officials in Massachusetts call it, quote, an amputation comparable to the removal of all 10 human fingertips at the first knuckle. They say declawing can make cats more likely to bite and can cause them to avoid a litter box.
The Washington Commanders were visitors to Raymond James Stadium tonight, but they left the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium as history bucking victors as Washington gets its first playoff win since 2005. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That spice is 10 out of 10. Would recommend.
Hi,
my name is Khadija, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A grilled spicy deluxe sandwich is that spicy kick of the chicken. It's just the right amount of heat, and it gets me excited. And then, pro tip, add that cilantro lime sauce. It cools it down. If the sandwich is at 100, the cilantro lime takes it to 200. It makes me want to, like, tell all my friends and family.
Order a Chick-fil-A grilled spicy deluxe sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Most of us think treasures is something they found in chests, but one Toledo, Ohio man found his own under rubble and bricks in his own basement. WTOR-TV's Steve Iwanek has that story.
What started as a cleanup turned into a payout for Walter Castaneda. He bought the house on Payne Avenue in May for just $1,000 and found 10 times that in cash.
I just kind of felt like, whoa, like, huh? Because, you know, you read about this stuff, but you never actually see it. And then when it's right there in front of you, it's kind of hard to process.
Most of the money was hidden in envelopes. But Castaneda says he found more under bricks from where a potbelly stove once was.
They were black, but you could just make out when I shined a light on it, like, you know, 100, you know, like in the corners.
The latest bill is dated with the year 1981. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics say if you factor in today's inflation, that 10 grand back then would be worth about $35,000 right now.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Windy and cold tonight, with wind chills remaining below zero, winds out of the west up to 30 miles per hour. A few flurries could fall. For Monday, sunshine with a high near 18, wind chills down around zero. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 17.
Right now, it's 22.
Thank you. Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Easy, but mama said Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You know I love you. Oh, you know I do.
stranger in the front sedan. I won't hop inside my car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. Right now I'm sure you know that I love you. Love you. I need you. Need you. Won't you? I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. God in heaven, you know I love you.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Over and over again, this Every Love me do.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Bye.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Forecasters say more high winds are expected around Los Angeles, where firefighters are still struggling against wildfires that have devastated neighborhood after neighborhood. Correspondent Lilia Luciano says there are concerns about what the future holds for so many people now without homes, businesses, or jobs.
California has already had for many years a housing crisis, which makes the cost of living incredibly high, especially in a city like Los Angeles. And with a short supply, especially of affordable housing in the state, so there's concerns that landlords would, in a predatory way, take advantage of that.
CBS News Los Angeles's Laurie Perez talked to those who have seen the destruction.
People are devastated. You know, we spoke with a woman here in Altadena whose entire community beyond her neighborhood is wiped out. And she said, it feels like it's one big cemetery. You know, even my photographer and I, until we saw it with our own eyes, we could not really grasp how widespread it is.
The Los Angeles County coroner says at least 24 people have died. FBI Director Christopher Wray is leaving his post early. He was appointed by President-elect Donald Trump during his first administration. But Wray is leaving because Trump has said he wants to change the leadership at the Bureau. In an interview with 60 Minutes, Wray says China is the greatest threat.